This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is a podcast about real tolerance and what it is and how the left doesn't understand what tolerance means. And to start this quick monologue here, let me mention that being gay or being transgender or being Christian all have something in common, believe it or not. And that is that if you express who you want to be, and you decide to do that for yourself and to be a man or a woman or be gay or straight or be Christian or be another religion or be an atheist for that matter, that's all your personal liberty to decide, you know, who you feel like you are, I suppose, or who you want to be in society. That's personal liberty. But aggressively pushing it on someone else is no longer tolerance. You see, it's tolerance when I accept you for who you want to be, but it's not tolerance when you push some distortion onto everybody else in society, whether that be a religious recruitment that is very aggressive, or a transgenderism push that's very aggressive, or this whole gender pronoun nonsense where now you demand that everybody in society has to refer to you by whatever fictitious pronoun that you've come up with, even if it's a totally made-up word that no one has ever heard of before. So real tolerance is accepting people for who they are. But fake tolerance, actually, what we see today by, in many ways, the LGBT community, is a totalitarianism, which is a demand for conformity to ideas that require you to change your belief system and your language and even your recognition of biological reality in order to be socially accepted by them. That's not tolerance. That's totalitarianism. And many people on the left, especially when they push their ideas, they don't distinguish between tolerance and totalitarianism. They aggressively push. They demand that you acquiesce to the narrative that they are pushing, and they demean you for having beliefs that contradict what they believe. That's not tolerance, you see. Real tolerance is, hey, you can accept someone for who they are, even if their beliefs are different from yours. That's real tolerance. Or even if their lifestyle is different from yours. You know, for example, I have friends who are gay. I'm not gay, but they are. Is that okay with me that they're gay? That's okay. That's who they choose to be. But they're not requiring that I look at them and imagine that they are something that they aren't biologically. In other words, they're not demanding that I look at them and say, no, you are a dragonkin, which is one of the demands of certain people on the sort of fringe left. They demand that you recognize them as being trans species. Or trans race, not just transgender, you see, or maybe even trans age. Like maybe there's a 78-year-old obese fat guy, and he says, I demand that you refer to me as a 13-year-old skinny girl. To me, I'm sorry, you know, yay for you and all that you think you want to be. You want to explore your long lost feminine side. Go for it, dude. But don't require that I agree to your delusion. You see the difference? So tolerance is accepting people for what they want to be and being okay with that. But totalitarianism is when people push radically and aggressively, they push their demands that you accept something that's not real, like the emperor has no clothes. You know, that's what so much of the transgender movement has become. So my position on transgenderism is if you want to change your sex and change your gender and operate in society in that way, that's your personal liberty. And I have no desire to demean you for expressing your personal liberty, but you do not have a right to require that every person in society somehow read your mind and conform to some pronoun, some unstated pronoun that is supposed to be used to refer to you. I mean, if you look like a guy, people are going to call you sir, let's say. If you look like a woman, people are going to call you ma'am, let's say. And that's being criminalized in places like Canada and in New York and California, I believe, if you call them the wrong gender. If you call them a gender that is biologically real, but it contradicts what they think they are, then all of a sudden you're guilty of a crime. So you're guilty of a crime for looking and observing their biological reality. Hey, that looks like a dude. You know, it's often very clear. And you call that person a sir, but that person says, no, I'm a 13-year-old girl. Oh, well, if you weren't wearing a sign that said that, there's no way anybody can know that that's what you think you are on the inside. You see what I'm saying? So there's tolerance is important, but totalitarianism or forcing people to admit to something that's not true, that's not rooted in reality, that is not acceptable. And that's what so often happens today in a lot of these left-wing movements. Like, you have to confess, you have to bow down and worship an idea that is utterly false in order to be accepted, in order to be called, you know, to be deemed okay. Otherwise, you're called a racist or a sexist or a homophobe or whatever. Like, if you say, oh, guess what? You know, that terrorist that ran over those people in New York, well, that terrorist was a radical, you know, radical Islamic terrorist guy, then all of a sudden you're called an Islamophobe because you're not allowed to acknowledge the reality of that person's radical ideology and perhaps, you know, that person's background or what that person has become. You're not allowed to even state it. Stating the fact is considered a thought crime in our society because our society demands that you adhere to common delusions. What are those delusions? Well, for example, that only Americans are bad people. You know, what do you call a citizen? You call them a deplorable. What do you call a non-citizen? Oh, you call them a dreamer. They're a dreamer. But if you're an American, you're a deplorable. If you love America and you want to defend your country, you're deplorable. But if you're not American and you violate the laws and sneak into the country and now you want to collect benefits and entitlements and vote and get a driver's license, now you're a dreamer, you see. And those two things are rooted in falsehoods. You know, why can't an American be a dreamer? Why can't an American have a dream of protecting his or her nation? You see what I mean? And why are dreams only assigned to, frankly, illegal aliens? You see, it's twisting reality and forcing you to conform to things that are false. And that's not okay. And that's the point of this podcast. Is it's great to express tolerance, but we must also remain rooted in reality. When we talk and we use language, words mean things. And we must use words that accurately reflect what we are observing. So yes for tolerance, yes for politeness, but no on totalitarianism. No matter whether you're aggressively pushing a religion or a movement or your transgenderism or anything. Just pushing your stuff on me is not okay. That's where I draw the line. And that's where we should all draw the line if we want to live in a civil society. Hope that makes sense. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.